One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. United Airlines says it's found loose bolts and other installation issues on its Boeing 737 MAX 9s. Federal officials grounded MAX 9s after a plug used to replace a door blew out on an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 on Friday night. Donna Warder has more.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26-by-40-inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the wall, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot, who had been in the cockpit with a closed door.
They hear a bang. They immediately put on their oxygen masks. At the time there is a bang, the door flies open.
Homendy says a pressurization light came on during or after three previous flights, but she says investigators are not sure if the warning light is related to Friday's incident. I'm Donna Warder.
Boeing shares tumbled 8% today, putting a drag on the Dow, but Sesutel reports otherwise it was an up day for stocks.
The S&P 500 jumped 1.4%. The benchmark index is back within 7/10 of the record high it reached 2 years ago. The Nasdaq Composite shot 2.2% higher. The Dow lagged the market with a gain of just 216 points, about 0.6%.
We have ignition.
Liftoff went okay, but a moon landing attempt by the private Astrobotic Technology appears doomed after its spacecraft developed a fuel leak. An explosion at a hotel in Fort Worth, Texas, littered streets with a large section of the building and injured multiple people. Investigators believe it was caused by natural gas. This is AP News. A meeting of unbeatens in college football's national championship tonight. Number 1 Michigan takes on number 2 Washington. Adam Spillane has more on the Huskies.
Behind Heisman runner-up Michael Penix Jr., Washington will try to win its first national championship in 32 years when it takes on Michigan. It will be the final game of Penix's college career that has spanned 6 seasons and seen him suffer 2 ACL tears.
But it's something that, you know, you dream of as kids, you know, coming to play for the national championship. You know, for us to be here right now, you know, all the hard work and dedication that it took to get here, you know, it definitely showing that it's paid off, you know, but obviously we got to make it happen.
Washington beat Texas in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day to advance to this stage. The Huskies are 14-0 this season and have won 21 straight games. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thank you, Adam. ESPN has the broadcast. Kickoff should come shortly after 7:30 Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
An overnight low of 29, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, 34 for Tuesday's high, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected. A winter storm warning for our entire area. It begins at midnight tonight for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. For Wednesday, 31, 1 to 2 inches possible, some snow overnight, and light snow possible Thursday. Several inches could happen again this Friday and a high of 26. A high Saturday of only 18.
100.9 WRCO. I fell in love before the ice melted. We had a vibe, and I know I felt it. She felt it too. We talked all night about love and life till the stars turned blue. Then she said she had a boyfriend, slipped it in the middle of a story about a trip to LA.
she told me she was moving out there on Saturday. My person, wrong town, she's perfect. God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I want and nothing I can have. I love her, wrong town, I wanna hold her, but somehow she's leaving in the morning. Someone got to her first. It's things like this make me question the universe. Times a day, no time to play cool. I had to tell her how I feel. Said I really don't care who finds out, baby. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when you know, you know. She just closed her eyes and smiled. Don't you hate it when you find the right person, wrong time, she's perfect. God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I want and nothing I can have. I love her, wrong time, I wanna hold her, but somehow she's leaving in the morning. Someone got to her first. It's things like this make me question the
city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna perfect day. I know at a park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake. A little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you want to ride? Do you want to roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you want to go.
down, she's always there to save me. In the worst of times, I find love amazing. I thank the good Lord for whatever good she sees in cowboys like me. And rodeos, I wear my heart out on this old microphone. And if the song is right, you'll find you'll still believe in cowboys like me. So free, so wild. There's an overwhelming, overriding, never dying creed. Cowboys like me. Cowboys like me.
Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but your looking lights out turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never.
And welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs are taking on Belmont in a non-conference boys basketball game. That's our featured contest. We'll take a look at the schedule for tonight and have a conversation with Ithaca boys basketball coach Mike Benson on tonight's pregame show, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports of Richland Center.
selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
With the impending weather, a few teams have moved up their games slated for tonight. Sounds like tomorrow night's schedule could be in question. Many times schools, if they don't have school, won't have an extracurricular activity later that night, although it does sound like the storm is going to range late into Tuesday as well, so that schedule could be pretty much a wash tomorrow night. So teams trying to get games in tonight. East Dubuque is at Belmont, an area girls basketball. River Valley at Pecatonica Argyle, the game being played at Argyle High School. Dodgeville at Belleville. Benton at Iowa Grand. Mauston at Portage. And Cuba City is at Riverdale. That game started early tonight. Also for boys basketball, Barneveld is at Abundant Life. Argyle is at Potosi. River Valley hosts Darlington. Platteville at Monona Grove, and coming up here on the radio, Belmont at Ithaca in area boys basketball.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Our pregame show continues on WRCO. Ithaca boys coach Mike Benson joins us. Mike, if you could recap how it went on your holiday tournament over the weekend with New Lisbon.
The holiday tournament went pretty good. Won our first game by 33. In that game, unfortunately, Wes Nelson got hurt, but he's back. Practiced last couple days, so he's back. And then we beat... Cassville by 11. That was a tougher game. Cassville's a pretty good team, but we pulled it out.
We've talked about it before, that two games in one day, it really tests your abilities and whether or not that early season conditioning pays off, right?
Yeah, and that's what helped us with the early season conditioning, because we pressed the full game the first game, and you could tell we were tired the second game, but going a little deeper in the bench, and just the conditioning helped us in the second game to get us past Cassville.
So how do you feel the team has played as we look back at the first couple of months of the schedule?
We've played pretty well so far. We just have to learn to play the full 36 minutes. Anybody that's watched us or follows us, the first half we play so-so, and then second half we kick it in and blow teams out. So we had a rough one against Crawford, didn't shoot good, and you know, didn't play that well at that game, but Crawford comes to us this time later in the month here, so try to get a little revenge on them.
How's the team health-wise entering this Monday night game, Mike?
Everybody is back and healthy, so we're a full force. Just haven't played for 11 days, so be a little bit rusty.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's tough coming back and playing tonight. And what do you know about Belmont so far?
Well, Belmont, their record doesn't do them justice to how good they are. They're a pretty good team. We'll have to box out, play our game. But like I said, we've been off for 11 days. Hopefully, you know, we got up and down Friday night, so hopefully that helps us out. So we're not so rusty, but hopefully knock some rust off and get going really fast.
Sounds good. We'll have more from Mike coming up in a moment here on WRCO Sports.
Connections. That's what your Touchstone Energy Cooperative makes possible every day. By providing the energy our community needs to stay connected to work, to family, to everyone and everything that matters. Day and night, we're always here. Because we know that of all the connections we make, none are more powerful than the human connection.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. Comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Mike Benson, our guest on the pregame show from WRCO. And Mike, as you look at this month of January now, as we get going with your first game, boy, this is a really difficult month for the Bulldogs in the schedule, isn't it?
It is. We have a very, very tough schedule. If the weather holds up, which it doesn't look like it will, but if it does, got Belmont tonight, Seneca on the road tomorrow, then Friday we're at DeSoto, then the following Tuesday we're at Wazika, and then the week after that we got North Crawford, and then after that we got Royal. So it's tough schedule coming up. Make it through this first half of January here and win our games, we'll be saying pretty good for conference, but we have to take care of business first.
It's tough sometimes getting out of the gate. As you mentioned, sometimes your teams have had a tale of two halves, but if you can put it all together, you're going to have a pretty special night one of these nights, aren't you?
Yeah, if we put it together the full 36 minutes, honestly, there's not too many teams that should, you know, really touch us. It's just a matter of putting together for a full 36 minutes. I keep telling the kids that, too, and, you know, you do all the little things, play good defense for 36 minutes, good things are going to happen, but we like to keep the crowd entertained, you know, play so-so first half, and then we decide to pick it up second half and blow teams out. So keep the crowd entertained.
Well, you've had different players step up and be the leading scorers, and I think that's one of the best things that you can do is be unselfish, and it looks like your team is kind of following through with that, isn't it?
Yeah, we're playing great team ball right now. Any of my starting five and even Casey coming off the bench, I have six people that can lead me in scoring anytime. And Ethan Bergram and Cody Barnes are coming around, coming off the bench to help out too. They can score at any time. You know, I'm getting more confident, go 7-8 deep on the bench. And one through eight can score for me. So it's hard to guard eight different people that are all that can contribute on a team. So it makes it hard for the defense, for the opposing team to guard us.
Yeah, you know, time goes by pretty quickly. The season is long, but it seems like once you hit this part of January, the season goes pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does, because you get a lot of games in January and February, and before you know it, you're right into the tournament. So this time of year, it goes really fast.
Sounds good, Mike. We'll look forward to seeing the Bulldogs again. Good luck to you and the team here in January.
Thanks, Phil.
Mike Benson joining us on WRCO's pregame show.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area. We believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
High school. Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's featured broadcast. The Belmont Braves are here visiting the Ithaca Bulldogs. Earlier tonight, Belmont won the JV game 43-34. Just the second JV loss this year for the Bulldog boys. Belmont comes in with a record of 3-9 and preparing for this game, a crossover with the Six Rivers and Ridge and Valley Conference. First-year head coach is Bo Books, and his team comes in here tonight. Led in scoring by Carter Kettler, almost 11 points per ball game. Logan Hardiman, 8, and Tanner Simmons, 7 a game. Rebounding leaders, Logan Hardiman, 9, and 5 for Bradley Rickers. Tanner Simmons and Carter Kettler, the leading assist givers at just over 2 per ball game. On the other side, the Bulldogs, Channing Brown comes in averaging nearly 23 a game. Devin Imes, 16, and Sammy Clary, nearly 12. Rebounding leaders, Devin Imes, nearly 10 a game. Micah Salisbury, just over 5. And the leading assist players, Sammy Clary, nearly 8 per game. And Channing Brown, 3 assists per ball game. We'll have more details about tonight's game in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Indoor air quality, often taken for granted, but important for our health and well-being. Hi, this is Michelle at Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. The iWave R is designed specifically for treating air and duct AC systems. Positive and negative ions actively purify the air as it flows past the self-cleaning iWave R, killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. The ionization process also reduces allergens and static electricity, plus helps control odors from things like pets and cooking. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
WRCO. Our Pledge of Allegiance from Ithaca Schools. Little youth wrestling practice going on behind me tonight as well. It's a busy place This game, of course, moved up earlier because of the impending weather, and a few other games were around southwest Wisconsin. They're pretty sure that snow is coming. I'm always on the skeptical side. I know it's coming, though, but I'm just questioning the amount. But they're already scheduling off days of school tomorrow. Ithaca, one of those that had joined the school list for tomorrow. All right, we'll just wait and see. Mother Nature has proven me wrong before. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 9-1, 3-9 overall. We're visiting Belmont tonight. Now, here are the starters for the Belmont varsity basketball team. Number one, Logan Hardiman, a senior. Tanner Simmons, number three, a junior. Gavin Opitz, number four, a junior. Carter Kettler, a senior, number 10. And Bradley Rickers, number 40, a senior. For the Ithaca boys tonight, number four, senior, Micah Salisbury. Number 11, Channing Brown, a junior. Number 20, Wesley Nelson, a junior. Number 23, Sammy Clary, a junior. And number 24, Devin Iam, who is a sophomore. Those are the Bulldogs, and those are the Braves. Belmont representing the Six Rivers West. Potosi picked to be the top team there this year. River Ridge, Highland, along with Schoesburg, Cassville, and Benton, all in that conference. The Bulldogs have played Cassville already on the season and defeated them in the Holiday Classic. Ridge and Valley right now led by North Crawford by virtue of their very tight win over the Bulldogs earlier this season. Bulldogs trying to fight for a conference title in the Ridge and Valley Conference this year. They'll have to fight from behind in the conference standings. We are underway with the ball in the air, tipped and controlled by Belmont. They'll bring it from our left to our right. Belmont in black and orange uniforms with a white lettering. Pass to the inside. They'll kick it out. Here's Kettler moving in. Throws it to the baseline. Tough shot. No good. 3 seconds called. Would have waved it off anyway. So it goes back to the Bulldogs. No backcourt pressure from Belmont. And the Bulldogs will walk it. Get the gift from our right to our left. Sammy Clary on the right wing. Nelson meets it in the corner. West looks to the inside. Brings it back to Clary. Now West. They'll reverse it. Near side, Brown. Channing into shooting motion. It's up, no good. Foul call low. And a pushing foul on the rebound. That'll be marked against Belmont. Their first of the game. And Sammy Clary will put it in play. Foul is on Rickers. His first. Inbound for the Bulldogs. It is good. From the outside, Channing Brown nails it for three. And the Bulldogs take a 3-0 lead. Belmont breaks the press now quickly for a mid-range jumper. It is good for number four, Gavin Opitz. 3-2 ball game score. Brown across the timeline, whips it off to Clary. Far side, Salisbury for three. On the way, in and out. And the rebound low by Rickers and Belmont. Outlet pass for Simmons. Fighting against the Bulldogs' backcourt pressure. Pass comes across down to the baseline. Kettler for three. On the way, no good. Tipped around. Salisbury with the rebound. And the Bulldogs are off and running. Brown far side. Right wing three. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rickers and Belmont. So Belmont controlling the glass so far. One and out for the Bulldogs. Hardiman throws to the corner. Simmons is double-teamed. Goes to the low post. Rickers turns in. Hooks it up to the low post. No good. It's his own miss. Fires it back out now to Simmons. And around the wheel it goes. Left side three on the way. Belmont no good. And it is rebounded again by Rickers. He'll kick it to the paint. Tough shot for a mid-range jumper by Kettler. No good. Knocked away by Brown. Channing bringing it. Brings it in with the other hand. Lay-in no good. Clary's follow-up good. Sammy Clary with a quick rebound follow-up putback. 5-2 the score. Belmont breaks it. Simmons near side, 10-footer is on the rim, no good. Rebound Salisbury, and the Bulldogs take it back the other way. Micah across half court, skips it to Channing Brown, down to the baseline, three on the way, good for Devin Iam. Timeout Belmont, 8-2 score, Bulldogs. 15:45 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z.
Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Out of the timeout, Belmont scores a basket. Tanner Simmons makes it good. That is 8-4 now on the scoreboard, and the Bulldogs have the basketball. Sammy Clary across the timeline, looking to the left side. Wes Nelson holds it on the wing. Back to Clary. Sammy shoots a quick three. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hardiman, and there's a ball knocked out of bounds by Salisbury. Let's see. There is no foul on the play. It does go back to Belmont. Just less than 15 minutes remaining in the first half, 8-4, Ithaca. Pass comes along to the near side. Kettler goes far side, picked off by Brown. Channing Brown hustling. They didn't see him coming. He picked it off like an NFL defensive back and now makes the play at the other end, drives free throw line, gets it now to the near side, 16-footer. Good by Devin Ein. Bulldogs showing some good unselfishness. 10-4 score. Belmont struggling against the press. Now Simmons at midcourt. Skips it across. Held up by Rickers. Back to the baseline. There's Kettler. Carter drives and scores. Carter Kettler makes it 10-6. Bulldogs by 4. Channing Brown between the knees dribble. Drives free throw line. Now moves it up. Backs off to half court with a dribble. Man-to-man defense by these Braves. Ball goes right side. Brown back to Clary. Near side, Salisbury. Micah on a drive. Shot on the way, won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Rickers. Rickers the other way across the timeline. Throws to Kettler, his double team. Carter gives it back to Rickers inside. He'll shoot a two. No good, but a foul called. Bulldogs with the attempted block. And it will go back to the free throw line. For the first time tonight, Belmont will shoot free throws. Bulldogs pick up their first foul. It is on Devin Ein. Free throw in the air, and it is on the rim. It is good by Rickers. We were scheduled to be here tomorrow night for River Valley Ithaca girls basketball. That's been now moved to February 5th. Both schools having canceled school for tomorrow. Rickers' second throw is short, tipped around. He gets his own miss, goes back up in the crowd, shot no good. Rebound, Iam, and the Bulldogs. Outlet to Salisbury. Micah crosses the timeline, hands off to Channing Brown. Brown off a screen, top of the circle, backs off now, drives in the lane, 10-footer good. Channing Brown makes it look so easily. The 12-7 Bulldog lead. Belmont breaks the press. Now they're looking at some gusto. Tough shot good, plus one. Coming up, Carter Kettler makes the basket. Belmont breaking it quick in transition. Foul is the second on Ithaca. And going to the line to shoot one will be Kettler. Couple of dribbles in the air, and that one is good. 5 points for him tonight. It is 12-9. Good ball game early on. Good close battle. And now the Bulldogs take it down to the baseline. Channing Brown is cut off. Goes for a shot. Blocked. But Belmont is called for a foul. Foul is going to be marked for Belmont's second personal foul. But they're having some trouble with the foul clock. They've got Ithaca for 10 already, but we know that's not the case. Ball comes in play. Held up here on the near side by Brown. Back to Salisbury. Last foul was on Gavin Opitz. Pass to the right side. Salisbury shot on the way. No good. Saved back in bounds now by Casey Pomering, who just entered the ball game. Pass goes to the low post. Nothing there. Now from the corner, three for Salisbury is good. Salisbury nails it. Timeout taken by Coach Benson and the Bulldogs. Ithaca will lead it. I think they've got some scoring issues to work out as well. I believe it should be 15-9, but we'll check that out for you. 12:49 remaining here in the first half. This is area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Belmont with a shot out of the timeout, and it is good by number three, Tanner Simmons. That makes it 15-12. Scoring was worked out during the break. Belmont was lacking a point. The Bulldogs were lacking three. Again, they had a little trouble with the score clock early on. 15-12 Bulldogs. So we near 12 minutes of the first half. Bounce feed low by Clary. Head fake. Heim shot blocked by Belmont out of bounds. It will be Bulldog basketball. Fouls are even at two. Now looking to put it in play. Ball comes in for the Bulldogs. Channing Brown in the corner on a drive. Pulls up, leans in. Tough shot. They're going to call him for traveling. It puts it back in the hands of Belmont. So into the game for the Bulldogs will be Wes Nelson. Micah Salisbury comes out. And Belmont faces that tough Bulldog full-court press. Pass comes in to Kettler. Carter drives to the far side up near the half-court line. Behind the back dribble. Keeps it. Bulldogs matching up. Man-to-man. Pass goes to Simmons. Entry pass low for Opitz. Back to Simmons. Cross-court knocked away. Stolen by Devin Heim. Pass intended for Bradley Rickers. And the Bulldogs bring it. Channing Brown shoots a long three. It is good. NBA length. And Brown drills it. 18-12, Bulldogs. Belmont bringing it, winging it. Here's Rickers coming down the boulevard. He will score. Rickers, pretty physical, tough player, tough to stop. 18-14, our score. Bulldogs by four. Brown wings it off to Pommering. Casey drives. Now to Wes Nelson with the basketball. Nelson to the corner. Sammy Clary, three, following from the corner. It's on the way, no good. Rickers with the rebound. Outlet pass. Belmont trying to draw a little bit closer. Carter Kettler accelerates. He's cut off. Throws it back to Logan Hardiman. Hardiman low to Rickers. Over the corner. Knocked away by Pommering. He'll scoop it up to Brown. Channing softly does it. Lays it in. Good. Bulldogs so good at those picks and turning it into points. 20-14. Ithaca. 10:35 remaining in the first half. Kettler to the baseline. He's double-teamed. Cut off. Throws it back to the left. Tanner Simmons, nothing. Rickers, left side, Opitz. Hardiman just up from the baseline. Back to Opitz. Opitz, left side, Kettler. Kettler on a drive, deep baseline. Back to Hardiman. He'll pull up, 15-footer, rims off. Rebound, Wes Nelson. Outlet pass for Brown. Channing bringing it near side, three on the way, and it won't stay. Chased down by Devin Heim for the rebound. Bulldogs keep it. Heim drives in. It's going to be blocked by Hardiman, picked up by Belmont. Bulldogs by six. Here come the Braves. Carter Kettler, left wing. Rickers, low post. Kicks it out now to Simmons. Three on the way. Good for Belmont. Simmons with seven, and it's a three-point game. 20-17, Ithaca. 9:40 remaining in the first half. Give and go low. Here's Pommering. Clary now to the corner. Nelson. Baseballs it back to Ein. Devin for three. Got it. Bulldogs. Scorch in the net now with five threes already. That makes it 23-17. Belmont breaks the pressure. They'll get it across now to Simmons. Simmons left side, Opitz. Opitz down low. Now they'll kick it out. Three on the way. It is no good for Belmont. Put back good by Logan Hardiman. Bulldogs didn't block him out. He just snuck in and laid it in good. 23-19. Ithaca. Bulldogs Channing Brown. Runner on the baseline. No good. Tips it up. No good. Rebound Hardiman and Belmont. Logan will bring it out now to Kettler across the timeline. Kettler right wing. And a reach-in foul called on Channing Brown trying to get the steal. That will be the Bulldogs' third personal foul. First for Channing Brown. Micah Salisbury returns for the Bulldogs. Zach Knabel and Winston Paulskill seeing their first action for Belmont. 23-19. Ithaca leads, 8:52 remaining. First half, good ball game here tonight. Pass comes in play, caught by Paulskill. Throws to the right side. Simmons for three on the rim, no good. Rebound by Salisbury. Locking out well. Fires off to Brown. Crosses the timeline. Lobs it up for Nelson. A little high and out of bounds. Turnover puts it back in the hands of Belmont. Good test for both schools tonight for returning to conference play. The Bulldogs were to play Seneca tomorrow night, boys basketball. But that won't happen now. Ball comes across, picked off by the Bulldogs. There's a nice steal for Ethan Berkram. Throws to Nelson, now back to Salisbury. Salisbury shakes the D, and he'll find Nelson down low. West goes in, scores with a little kiss off the glass. First basket for Wesley Nelson, 25-19. Bulldogs get a steal in the backcourt, and a foul is called. Let's see, Salisbury had the steal. And we'll wait and see. Bulldogs will get the ball. Foul is called on Belmont, which will be their third. And Kettler will be the inbounder. Nope, it's going to be Bulldog ball. Check that. Salisbury into Clary. Back to Micah. Three from the corner. Got it. Tough one. It kissed off the glass and fell in for Micah Salisbury, his second triple. 28-19. Belmont with the ball in the corner. And now setting it up top of the key. Out of the corner. Baseline drive. A little rainbow up. And good for Kettler. We got a shootout going tonight. 28-21. Bulldogs by 7. 7:45 remaining in the first stanza. Ball goes to Pomering. Back down low. It's Berkram. Now Clary from the baseline. A whistle away from the ball. And a foul called on Belmont. That last foul was on Rickers, which is his second. Concerning for Belmont, I'm sure. Their big man who has caused some problems early on. This foul is on Zach Knabel. That's his first. So the fifth on Belmont. Sammy Clary will put the ball in play. 7:34 remaining in the first half. Clary looking, lobbing. There's Salisbury. Three from the corner. Good. Mike has got it going on tonight. Three triples. Bulldogs by 10, 31-21. Belmont basketball. Kettler left side, drives free throw. Nothing. Now drives, gives it back to Austin. Austin back to Kettler. Kettler looking inside. Now bounce feed to Hardiman, top of the circle. Bulldogs in the man-to-man. Three on the way. Belmont. It is good for Winston Paulskill. That's his first basket. 31-24. These teams can shoot. Sammy Clary crossover into the lane, hangs, shot won't go, put back by Iam is no good, but Devin is fouled. And he will go to the free throw line. Foul will be Belmont's sixth, I believe, and the foul will send the shooter to the free throw line. This one is on Logan Hardiman. Free throw in the air, and it is good for Devin Iam. Devin having a good start to the game tonight. 9 points already. Second one in the air, and that one is good as well. Two for Iam. It's back to a 9-point Bulldog lead, 33-24. Belmont breaks the press. Logan Hardiman just across half court. Moves free throw line right. Now down deep. Nothing. Kicks it out. Kettler three on the way. On the rim. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Can't be saved and out of bounds. Salisbury and Iam were fighting for the ball. Couldn't hold on, and it will be Belmont basketball. The Braves bring back Tanner Simmons. The inbounder is Carter Kettler from the baseline. Brings it in. Paul Skill shakes it for a two. It is good. He got out deep, chose to go a little closer, and nails a two-pointer. It is 33-26. Bulldog basketball. Bulldogs take it right side. Salisbury one-hand snag near the bench. Looks for a cutter low. Now passes back to the near side. There's Iam. Nice move in the lane. Scores. Devin Iam. Whoa, that was a beautiful move. 35-26. Bulldogs. Belmont with Simmons across the timeline. Left side, Knable. Knable, nowhere to go. Back to Paul's kill. Right side, Kettler. Kettler pulls in. 10-footer from the paint. No good. Tipped around. Rebound by Salisbury. And a push called as Belmont's Zach Knable pick up his second foul. 5:56 remaining here in the first half. Bulldogs by 9 points. Belmont won the JV game 43-34. Channing Brown walks it. Softly passes to Sammy Clary. Right wing. Clary dives down deep. Missed the shot. The rebound pulled down by Aiden Austin for Belmont. Austin off to Carter Kettler. Carter left side. Nothing there. Gives it back to Simmons. High post. Kettler on a drive. Free throw line left. Nothing. Now Simmons. Simmons on a move. Hands off to Paul's kill. Bounce feed down low. Belmont shakes the knee and they will score. Carter Kettler has a total of 9, and it's 35-28. Bulldogs unable to pull away from this Belmont team, even though they've been scoring right along. Here's Channing Brown down to the corner. Burkram back to Iam. Devin backing in, finds some room in the lane and scores. Devin Iam having a night, 37-28 in favor of the Bulldogs. 4:54. Boy, this is going to be a scorcher on the Nets tonight. High scoring already, and we still have almost 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Kettler on the right wing gives it back to Simmons. Simmons on a drive, pulls up, 14-footer, good. Simmons nails it. 7-point game, 37-30. Bulldog ball, Channing Brown holds it, gives to Devin Iam. Iam with the ball, fires back to Burkram. Ethan. Now back to the corner. Three on the way. Good for Devin Iam. Boy, he's feeling it tonight. 10-point game for the Bulldogs. 40-30. 4:14 remaining in the first half. Belmont basketball driving is Simmons. Pulls up. Nothing there. Back to Austin. Cross court. Almost picked. Opitz throws to the corner. Three on the way. Won't stay. Rebound Bulldogs. Brown off to the races. And Brown has it knocked away by Belmont and out of bounds. Channing. Trying to stop his momentum. Spider-Man the wall. Went running up there, three or four steps. Ithaca brings back Wes Nelson. And Casey Powering returns. Logan Hardiman is back for Mont. And Coach Books. 40-30, the ball game score. Bulldogs by 10. Pass to left side Nelson. Here's Clary. Three on the way. Got it. Sammy Clary nails it. And there is a time out and a foul called after the made three-pointer. So the foul is called on Casey, I believe. Let's see. They marked it on Pomering, I think. Bulldogs pick up their fourth. So the basket is good. That makes it 43-30. And Belmont with the basketball speeding down court, and they will score. Paulskill drove all the way from the half-court line, and the Bulldogs didn't pick him up, 43-32. Channing Brown on the right side, between the knees dribble, pulls up, gives back to Clary. Clary drives, kicks to the corner, Salisbury for three, got it. Oh, what a shootout tonight. He's got four of them, 46-32. Ithaca, Belmont with Kettler driving, 10-footer on the way, won't stay, tipped around, rebound Belmont, Opitz. Throws it back to the corner. 15-footer on the rim, and that one goes for Winston Paulskill. 46-34. Bulldogs, 3:05.